This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stan and Lee right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, irritating Gumby. You know, he needs to get in the picture. This is stupid. He's here all the time. He's taking up space. He might as well do something for his, whatever it is that he does here. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you're watching, although I don't know why you watch radio, but that's cool. If you're watching, you see little Gumby there. He's holding on to a book called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. It's my book. It's the one I released here recently. All those things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, I take them on one by one. You go through there, you find out why the left loves racism. Not that they love to be racists, but they love racism. Hey, absolutes? Absolutely not. There are no more absolutes. Think about it. We've just done about half a dozen stories about how college kids are being taught that there are no absolutes in the world. It is whatever you want it to be, whatever you feel like, and how you feel it is what you are. I don't care what it is. So, I mean, again, pick up the book. If you're on the right, it'll give you ammunition to work with. If you are on the left, it'll let you know how we think. And with some of the emails I got with some of you, you're very appreciative of the fact that it helped you change your mind on some of these things. God forbid you get a little info, you know what I'm saying? So before we went to break, I saw a story that I just had to laugh about. I mean, I had to, like, really laugh about. Chelsea Clinton, somehow, is going to receive a Lifetime Impact Award, but nobody knows why. It's still unclear as to why they're giving her this award. Now, it's an impact award from Variety Magazine and Lifetime. The former first daughter will be honored at the Power of Woman luncheon on April 21st. Jessica Chastain and Gail King, Blake Lively, Audra McDonald, and Cherie Redstone will also receive awards. Clinton, oh, see, I was close. A 37-year-old mother of two is receiving the award for her work with the Alliance for a Healthier Generation, which empowers kids to develop lifelong healthy habits. The Alliance for a Healthier Generation, which helps fight childhood obesity, is affiliated with, drum roll please, the Clinton Foundation. Yeah, that was easy, huh? Clinton's other achievements include being born to one of the most skilled politicians in American history, growing up in the White House, landing a $600,000 contract with MSNBC. I mean, think about it. Right after she got out of school, who do you know that lands any kind of decent contract after they get out of school? She married a hedge fund millionaire. Now, based on what Hillary was saying all through her campaign, she must have been devastated when she found out that Chelsea fell in love with a hedge fund manager. Right? Because they were bad people. Seriously, they're nasty, bad people. We had to do something to stop those people. Don't you remember what she was saying on a regular basis? And she's also known for constantly tweeting about President Trump. You know, I look at this stuff, And I can't believe that people don't see the realities behind it. No, they look at it, and you have to know, how do you get a $600,000 job with MSNBC right out of college? Oh, it's because your parents are the Clintons. Nobody has that kind of talent coming right out of school, or a very few. A very minor few. So, again, I look at this and go, you want to talk about, hey, you really want the epitome of white privilege? Here you go. It's right here, right in front of your face. What do you want to do about it? Absolutely nothing. Right? Absolutely nothing, because it's her. Anyway, I'll always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, the fun one I was talking about earlier. This stuff just blows your mind. I mean, you read this stuff and you go, come on, this can't be true. Please tell me it's not true. The Colgate Safe Space Organizer, or I should say A, not D, refused to share details about a recent anti-Trump solidarity space because she didn't feel safe doing so. But if you're building the safe space, shouldn't you be safe or be a little tougher than most to learn how to, or to build a safe space? Maybe she'd go to the safe space and then call the reporter from there to talk about it because she'd be in the safe space. Anyway. Last week, Campus Reform reported that Colgate University had hosted a safe space for students to share emotions. Not lovey, feely, squishy, huggy emotions. No, emotions about President Trump's latest executive order on immigration. The story goes on to say the event titled Speak Out, Solidarity Space on the Immigration Executive Order allowed students to share their emotions on the order, which the event claimed unjustly targets citizens from Muslim-majority countries. And it restricts people moving around this country. The event aimed to create a safe space, supporting space, where people can express feelings about the executive order, listen and stand in solidarity, and I guess, what do you want to call it, love on the affected ones. Now, Campus Reform reached out to Woo-Hee Kim, a student at Colgate who was listed as the point of contact for information, but Kim declined to answer any questions, saying didn't feel safe sharing information. She may be the only one there. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I really don't have anything if you're not listening. Right? I am Joe Bacita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's so much going on up there. So much conversation. And I call some of them distractions. Let's just be honest about it. Right? I mean, all the conversation going around the wiretapping, who did, who didn't, how they did, who they did and how they did, right? Whether the health care bill's going to pass tomorrow or not, I'm thoroughly disgusted at our Republican team. If what we're hearing and what we're reading is true about what that bill has in it, if they vote for it, they got to be voted out back in. If we lose this in the next election cycle, we deserve to. You know what I'm saying? I want to get back to the story, though. Well, the story I was kind of working on. I am Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Safe Space Organizer refuses to share details about the recent anti-Trump Safe Space event because she doesn't feel safe doing so. Right? This is where I keep coming back to. Look what we're raising. They don't need safe spaces. They need psychiatric care. So instead of spending money turning these rooms into safe spaces, turn it into bring on counselors for psychiatric care. Now, the story goes on to say that this event aims to create a safe space, supportive space, where people can express feelings about the executive order. Now, Woo-hee Kim, is a student at Colgate who was listed as the point of contact for information about this whole safe space thing. But Kim declined to answer any questions. She said she didn't feel safe sharing information about the safe space. How do you get people there? She went on to say to the news source, "I don't know what institution you're affiliated with, and I don't feel safe sharing what happened." Now, that's, you know, and she did apologize, though. So that made it all okay, right? Afraid to share information about an event that next time you have, some of these snowflakes may want to go with you. They may end up, you know, wanting to show up there, partake of, be part of, whatever you want to call it. Why would that be so bad? So now what? They're filtering your level of, I don't know, craziness? Telling you who can be and when they can be there? I mean, we could have a field day with some of these stories. They're just so bad. Here, let's see. Let's do... Oh, yeah. California Democrats. I told you, they have control of two-thirds of the legislature. So they pretty much get away with anything they want to get away with. They do pretty much anything they want to do. They don't really... The Republicans are there to add heat to the building or to the room that they're in. But the California Dems are proposing, ready for this, free abortion pills at public universities. So, you know, you had a rough night. You walk up with your little debit card. You stick it in the machine. Get yourself a pill. Like that new one-time Viagra pill. Apparently they found a lot of young men with a whole bunch of bottles filled with other Viagra pills and figured one at a time would be fine. A proposed California bill would require universities to cover abortion pills under their student insurance plans or lose state funding. Democratic State Senator Connie Leyva introduced SB 320 Friday, telling the San Francisco, yes, of course, has to be from San Francisco, that women in 2017 shouldn't be fighting for access to their bodies. I have something to say. I would get in so much trouble for that, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut. The College Student Right to Access Act would require campuses of the California State University, California Community Colleges, and University of California systems to include abortion pills in their student health care coverage. The bill would also force student health centers to offer abortion pills, abortion counseling to students. Abortion by medication techniques is an essential part of comprehensive women's health care. Okay, let me read that the way they should have wrote it, okay? Creating medication that would stop a woman's reproductive system from doing what it's naturally been made to do is somehow an essential part of comprehensive women's unhealth care and should be accessible at on-campus health care centers. The bill reads, noting that the health insurance plans of some universities and California institutions include abortion care. However, students must go off campus to access to service. Universities that fail to offer medicated abortions should lose state funding. Here's the thing. I thought we as a society has decided that we weren't going to spend taxpayer dollars on abortions. Except in California, who believe that they can do anything they want to do. I so hope that Trump has a spine of steel when it comes to California and tells them to go pound sand. Right? Wouldn't you? The legislation does not stipulate that any additional cost due to the mandate coverage would be reimbursed with state funds. So, again, unfunded mandates by the state of California onto their education systems and then wonder why they have some of the worst education systems in the world. Gabriela Castillo, program director at Access Women's Health Justice, one of the groups that has endorsed the bill, probably wrote it, asserted that abortion pill mandate is necessary to provide students with on-campus abortion care. Unreal. This is just unreal. Again, using my tax dollars for something I don't want, right? Even the federal law doesn't have dollars in there for abortions. And now you're making it so easy. I mean, what is it with Planned Parenthood and those people? What is it with you people thinking that this is just a natural thing? The kids are going to have all kinds of sex if they get pregnant. A pill will take, you know, look what you've done to us. So the bill will take care of getting rid of that kid. A pill will take care of your weight. You know, we've got a pill, or we want or have a pill for everything. It's just becoming crazy. But for abortion care, students have to travel off campus. Oh, boy. That's so terrible. Now, Leyva agreed with the assessment, declaring that easy access to abortion will help to improve the academic success of students. Can anybody help me make sense of that? You know how I always jokingly say you can't smoke enough crack for something to make sense? Listen. Leyva agreed with the assessment. She declared that easy access to abortion will help improve academic success of students. How exciting. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a bit. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne,
That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh. You know, I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time you send stuff to me. But if you send something to me and you're like expecting me to read it like right now, ain't going to happen. I got to take a look at it. Too many of you guys have like nailed me in the past and just feeling really stupid, you know? That kind of stuff. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, here's one for you, a quick one. You'll enjoy this. Well, maybe not, but I will. 12 passive-aggressive, yeah, you heard me. Those words actually rolled off my lips. 12 passive-aggressive phrases you should never use. So let's see if some of you ever use these, right? The writer says, I've been told that I'm a little bit passive-aggressive. I didn't really get it till I started evaluating some of the simple yet destructive. But I don't know if I'm passive-aggressive. I think I'd be more like in-your-face-aggressive or coming down the road at you aggressive or aggressively aggressive or something like that to come up with some new terms. So here's some terms that they say you shouldn't really use because they're dismissive. And that's passive aggressiveness. Like the word fine. You know, like what your daughter says to you when you tell her she can't use the car anymore. So the writer says, my best friend recently brought the phrase to my attention. As my friends point out, whenever someone tells you that everything is fine, that always means the opposite. It turns out this is pretty spot on. Look it. My wife and I, we get along well. You know why? We don't have to decipher each other's words. We pretty much mean what we say, say what we mean. And that leads, you know, she never has to go, I wonder what he meant by that. As some of you can imagine. And neither do I. I don't have to worry about what she wants or doesn't want. She'll let me know. And the one that makes me nuts, no worries. That one there, I want to reach over the counter and strangle people when they say that. Actually, you do have worries, right? Christine Schoenwald elaborates in a thought catalog that translates to, I'm saying no worries, but what I actually mean is screw you. I won't say what I'm really feeling, but we'll hold it against you until I explode, right? And he's one of those things where you're talking to somebody and they say, no worries, nah, I wasn't offended by what you said, blah, 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 blah. And then 2 months later when you're arguing with them, they go, yeah, and remember when you said this to me? Like, these are stupid terms. I don't know. How about this? Well, if you really want to. It sounds accommodating, right? And whenever you tell someone or someone tells you this is a phrase, you're actually being noncommittal. That's according to the writer, not according to Joe. Because here's my attitude. When I say, so what do you want for your birthday? And you say, you know, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. Guess what you're getting? Nothing. It's really that simple for me. If you want something, you have a thought, let me know. I'm not going to second guess. My crystal ball broke years ago, and I have not tried to repair it. So the other one is thanks in advance. Now, when I do that a lot in my emails. I'm thanking somebody up front in case I forget later. Because I don't respond to everyone. When somebody sends me an email, hey, I took care of that thing on Thursday. Great. I don't feel like I have to respond because they said they were going to do it. They did it, and that's it. So I'll say it on the front end. Again, remember I told you about they take these words, they take these phrases, they make them their own, and may try to make you look bad. When you hear someone say something like, I was surprised, I was confused, I was curious. Right? Why do they use stuff like that for? Is it a prelude to criticism? Is it kind of a backhanded way of saying, yeah, I was curious as to why you would take the rent money I gave you and go buy a new car? It just kind of threw me off a little bit there. How about, I'm not mad. Now, this one here always makes people crazy. Because you can see it all over their faces, especially with friends. You know when they're mad. You know when they're not mad. You know what's going through their head. I don't know if I would call the, what is, was the writer calling these things? Passive-aggressive terms? You know when somebody says whatever? That's not passive-aggressive. That's flat-out aggressive. Whatever. If I say whatever to you, you know, you're going to know it's aggressive. There won't be any question in your head. When you have a disagreement with a friend, you get to the end of the conversation. Now, see, when I'm having a conversation with somebody, and they just stop because they're frustrated because they answer the question, they go, whatever. That's their way of saying, get out of my face. I'm about ready to jump on you and start pounding on you. I'm sure that's what it means. Oh, and my favorite. So? Oh, there's a two-letter word that really just makes most people crazy. Drives them out of their minds. And I'm okay with it. Keep driving. You know what I mean? Seriously. So when when somebody says something to you and they're aggravated about something or they're trying to ask you a question but they won't really do it, they dance around an issue, I always love, that's a good one to me. So, and those are interchangeable, right? To a degree. Just wondering. Yeah. Just wondering what you thought when you were supposed to pick me up at noon. I'd be sitting here for 2 hours. I was just wondering if it came into your mind that you might want to call me. And I was only joking. That one I love too. Because my response to somebody who looks at me is, I was only joking. I go, no, you weren't. Let's just deal with it. No, you weren't. Which is why I easily make people uncomfortable. I've never used this one. Hope it was worth it. I don't really think I don't use that one, do I? Hope it was worth it?
Only with the kids.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. Hope it was worth it. Your thoughts? This one I think is funny. The guy says, I find it is a pretty harmless phrase asking someone their thoughts at dinner or on dinner or what have you. But the phrase could also be used to tell someone that he or she screwed up. Your behavior has been subpar work, your thoughts, or was it? No, I don't use it for that. I actually, you know what I do? I use it to put responsibility on somebody else. You know, give them I'll say to them, hey, I was thinking about ticket sales. I was thinking about doing those online, not handing out real tickets, and they can put them on. What do you think? What's your thoughts on this? And I pray that they'll come back with, no, I think you ought to do this. And I say, great idea, make it happen. Then I don't have to do it anymore. So I don't use it as, you know, you don't have to use this stuff for being progressive. Passive aggressive, please don't use it to be progressive either. Otherwise, I don't want to hear from you anymore. I mean, it's all the way you take it, right? It's all the way it's meant. Some of you who missed, what was the second segment? You should check that out. What, I put somebody to sleep? Look at that. What is that? Dave?
Yeah.
Wow. That's sad. That's bad. Usually I put me to sleep. Oh, I love that. You know, the third hour for me is I hit all those stories I can't get to. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Are you creeped out? I'm switching stories, by the way. I don't want you to think I'm on the same one. Are you creeped out by the idea of a moral enhancement pill? Who's morals? Who's going to write it? Who's going to make the code for the pill? That's what I want to know. Scientists from computer guru Bill Joy to astronomer Royal Martin Rees have wondered whether humanity is morally equipped to cope with the challenges of the 21st century. The list of potential ways in which humans can cause severe harm and maybe their own self-destruction on a planetary scale is steadily increasing. We've had this since the 50s, for God's sakes, and probably even before that. And don't forget the volcanoes. You know, they can do just as much damage, if not more, right? We also have the fair misuse of genetic engineering. That one there has always kind of bothered me. We did a story a couple of weeks ago about genetically engineering, you know, eggs before they're fertilized, human eggs, or shortly thereafter. That's scary. Because if you have the extra money, what? You can give your kid blonde hair, blue eyes, make them tall, make sure that there's nothing wrong with their system so they're not overweight. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. So kids will be, you know, genetically modified, enhanced, whatever. Many of these new technologies are susceptible to abuses by small groups or just extreme individuals. Reese, for one, suggested in a 2003 book, Our Final Hour, that there is a 50-50 chance that the century will be humanity's last. Yeah, okay, whatever. I would get a kick out of these. We're going to wipe ourselves out because we're too smart. That kind of makes sense. Dr. Joe Senior host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better, my joints feel better, I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please be involved in the conversation. Really. Whether you hop up in the chat room or you do it at the realside.com, you can head over to Facebook. There's a gazillion ways you can get involved in this conversation. Doesn't have to be all one way. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I honestly do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Where was I? Oh, there we are. Okay. No, that's not it. What the heck was I talking about? Man, oh, the pill, the morality pill. That's right. That's sick. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So they're looking into a morality pill, a morality enhancement pill. But who's morality? Who's going to decide what's right and what's wrong? With the genetic enhancements they're doing, pre-enhancements. You know, what is that stuff, GMO? You know, they've learned how to do it with your stuff that you eat. And now they're talking about doing it with your kids before they happen. They're saying the morality pill, if we allow them to do it. Because they always get things really right the first time around with medication, don't they? It could shore up self-control, empathy, benevolence, and other desirable characteristics while discouraging tendency towards violence, aggression, racism. Think about what they're saying here. That's what we're doing to the young kids, right? We're not teaching them self-control. Let's not teach them self-control. Let's teach them that, you know, everything you do is an impulse of the human body, and it's really not your fault, and you'll be just fine. Have another cookie. Right? We don't take responsibility. Look at for the last 8 years. Nobody in that administration took a responsibility for anything. Oh, unless it was good. If it was good, it was all them. If it was bad, it was all the guy before them. I don't expect much different from the fellow that's in there now. As far as blame-wise, I do expect a lot of good things to happen from him. I already see a lot of good things happening. So they go on to say in the article that one of the reasons behind this, that people might be kinder to their families, better members of their communities, better able to address some of the world's biggest problems, such as global inequity. So when I see words like that in one of these, you already know what kind of person who wrote the article and really where they're just trying to go. Right? So they're going to tackle some of the world's biggest problems, such as global inequity, environmental destruction. Wow. Hey, that's a new one. I don't think I've heard that one before. In fact, the attempts of parents, educators, friends, philosophers, and therapists to make people behave better, man, could really get a boost from a morality pill. Recent studies shown that neurological and genetic characteristics influence moral decisions, making in moral or less subtle ways. Some behaviors like violent aggression, drug abuse, addiction, and the likelihood of committing a crime, they've been linked to genetic variables. Right, because absolutely nothing in there has anything to do with your, you know, you self-control. God forbid we use self-control, right? So, specifically brain chemicals such as dopamine, conversely, evidence suggests that our ability to be empathetic or tolerant of other racial groups and our sensitivity to fairness all have their roots in biology. So if that's the case, why are we locking people up for doing crimes? You have to understand that what you're doing is a crime, and it's wrong, and it's unacceptable, and it's against society, all of that, right? Well, if it's in your makeup, if it's in your genetic code, why should you be punished for it? I mean, is that where these people are going? Is that what they're thinking? So they're going to change your genetic code. That's what that pill's going to do. So, and our ability to be empathetic has to do with our code. Tolerance of racial groups? I don't think so at all. How is it that you can have, you know, two people from the same house brought up the same way, and one decides that moral compass crap is just that? It has nothing to do with genetic code. Self-discipline. Right? Self-regulation. You've got to learn how to be a human being. See, again, we're blaming it on something or someone else. How does that work? Because it does it for me, but I'm asking you, how does that work? Some drugs widely prescribed to people suffering from mental illness, such as antidepressants. I'm not even going to try that one. And the anti-anxiety drug lorazepam. Also affect specific brain chemicals involving immoral judgments and therefore have largely unintended moral enhancement effects. And these effects have also been observed in otherwise healthy individuals taking pharmaceuticals for mundane reasons. For example, the combined oral contraceptive pill increases oxytocin secretion, which has been associated with trust, cooperation, and generosity, Well, oh, come on. Propylenol. Commonly prescribed for high blood pressure, appears to reduce lymphatic negative reaction to other racial groups. Can we please get me a fourth grade reading story? That would be so much nicer.
Yeah, that's the one that also makes your memory go away.
Does it? Oh, yeah. So there you go. So you can't remember. Well, it works because then you don't remember that you're mean and you won't act it out. That's all, you know? A pill for morality. So what does that mean now? So let's not teach our kids to be good. Let's not teach our kids to do the right thing. Let's give a pill. That always works out so well. You know, the obesity epidemic here in this country for the longest time. You know, we have had, what is that, a multi-billion dollar business? All the pharmaceuticals that we could take to lose weight. I joke, I tell you guys on a regular basis, my problem is hand in mouth. I don't know how to keep my hand out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? If I don't eat as much, if I don't do the things that cause me to, look, I can't eat 5 Twinkies a day and expect to look like I did in high school. That would be really cool, but it doesn't work that way. I'd love to be able to eat a half a pound of spaghetti every night after the show and not gain any weight. That'd be really cool, too. But again, I say, it doesn't work that way. You know, you have to have your own values, your own compass. You've got to decide to live that way. I realize that some people have chemical imbalances, but it's not a morality pill. You find out what that specific thing is. You help them move through it. You help them push through it. Yeah, no way. This is like, what are those other, there's so many other pills they give your kids for ADD and all that other stuff. How about we start working with our kids? How about we start taking the time to work with our children so they become better people, better community members, that kind of stuff. I'm just so tired of the pill. Or let them do it. That's the other one I always love. No, they're just expressing themselves. Well, good. I'll send them over to your house. They can express themselves at your house for a couple of weeks. And they won't last that long, but they can express it at your house. These parents, I've heard parents say when kids, you know, they write on walls with crayons and stuff like that. They're just being creative. Okay, I have to calm down. Because I can't. I won't get to bed till like 5 o'clock in the morning, for God's sakes. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with me, taking the time to pay attention, to write in the chat room, to send me emails during the show. If you can find us on Facebook, we do a simulcast, video, audio simulcast there as well. Smarter people die up in their Facebook page, on that Facebook page and in that chat room. Same thing on the website, realside.com. Don't forget to go. Go to Amazon. I'm saying it slow so you don't forget. Go to Amazon.com. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you were taught to hate over the last 8 years. But I'm going to change your mind. I'm going to show you they're not true, that you've been lied to. Have a great rest of the day. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina. God bless.